100% digital, cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Kwanse Kwanse pay points.
The time is 8 hours. Time for the main news bulletin.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Kwanse.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
This is a public service announcement from Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Motorists are advised that major routes across Lusaka will be closed for the Absa Marathon from midnight on Saturday, 6th September, until 11 a.m. on the same day. This is in fulfillment of the World Athletics requirement for full route closure for certified marathons. Please take precautions, follow the diversion signs, and plan your day carefully. We sincerely appreciate your understanding and cooperation during this international sporting event. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Government proceeding with caution on public gathering bill. Political analyst says economic fundamentals not enough for UPND's 2026 prospects. And in global news, at least 1,000 killed in Sudan landslide. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Home Affairs Permanent Secretary Dickson Matembo has disclosed that the public gathering bill has been finalized and presented to the Ministry of Justice. Mr. Matembo has, however, indicated that government is proceeding with caution on the matter. He has explained to Phoenix News that the bill has undergone extensive stakeholder consultations with some non-governmental organizations raising concerns and seeking additional time. Mr. Matembo has further explained that government is taking a cautious approach to avoid controversies, drawing lessons from the cyber laws dispute. He adds that the bill has been discussed at senior level and is moving forward under the guidance of the Ministry of Justice and will be tabled before Parliament once review by the Ministry of Justice is concluded.
Progress has been made. Everything is with the justice. You know, we're not close in the government. We move all the stakeholders and also to law and proposals. You know, look at what happened with cyber. Stakeholders were involved. Then it was the end. We had 1, 2, 3 people who are saying we are not involved. But the records were there. So we were very cautious with the, yeah. As it's done, it's advanced. I think you may have received a report on that. I think you heard even the minister and the president talked about it, yeah, except that it's like people want things to happen like lightning.
Political analyst Francis Chipili has charged that the UPND government should only base their confidence in returning to power in 2026 on the opposition being unstable and not economic fundamentals. Mr. Chipili, who is also Zambian Institute of Governance and Civil Liberties Advocacy Platform Executive Director, tells Phoenix News that the Zambian economy is shrinking, with citizens struggling to cope with the high cost of living. Mr. Chipili also notes that despite the stability in fuel pump prices over the last few months, the commodity still remains high and is contributing to the cost of production in the country. He has further bemoaned the increased hours of load shedding and has wondered why government has continued exporting electricity when there is need to prioritize local consumption. Mr. Chipili has urged government to implement policies that respond to the needs of the people.
What is on the ground is that the cost of living is high, citizens are suffering, farmers cannot afford. They can argue and say that they've reduced the cost of fuel, but still when you're getting with fuel, it still remains expensive. Electricity is a nightmare. Zambia has been subjected to 2 years of load shedding continuously. Our country is in total darkness. While we continue to export power to other neighboring countries, that is unacceptable in the 21st century.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has expressed concern that Zambia's current strategy, which involves multiple uncoordinated power purchase agreements, or PPAs, lacks transparency and a defined production goal for expanding the energy sector. While commending the recent push to increase energy capacity with the intention to export, CTPD Executive Director Isaac Moipopo is concerned about the country's unclear approach to expanding the energy sector. Mr. Moipopo has told Phoenix News that unlike other commodities, energy cannot be stored, making a clear production and consumption plan essential. He has advised government to establish a framework that outlines a clear vision of the total energy output and understand the country's own energy needs before exporting. Mr. Moipopo is of the view that a clear framework will ensure new energy projects translate into sustainable economic benefits and successful diversification of energy.
We're very concerned with the fragmented manner in which it is being done. There are several power purchase agreements that have been signed. It's not so clear in terms of what the ultimate target or production target is. And we should also never forget that energy is not something that you can store. So as much as we are trying to attract private sector investment through power purchase agreements, it would be very important that we should have a clear target of how much we are aiming to be producing, what the domestic consumption requirements is, and also being a lot more clearer in terms of which would be the target market for the export of energy, be it under the Southern Africa power pool, because we do have a number of other countries that equally produce sufficient power and are equally servicing part of what we might be targeting.
Community Development and Social Services Minister Doreen Mwamba says government will increase funding for the social protection sector in the 2026 national budget from the over 16.16 billion kwacha allocated last year. Ms. Mwamba says the move aims to provide food security support to more vulnerable but agriculturally viable households and strengthen pathways to self-reliance. She has identified the Food Security Pack, FSP program, as one which will be expanded from the current over 1.2 billion kwacha, which has been benefiting over 200,000 households through a combination of increased government allocation and intensified donor engagement to raise the number of beneficiaries. Ms. Mwamba says learning from the previous administration of the program, government will be targeting households already on social cash transfers that have access to arable land or wetlands and can farm, rather than urban recipients without planting space. She has told Phoenix News that the ministry is refining beneficiary lists and coordinating with partners to scale up inputs, training and monitoring that is key to assessing impact and informing further budgetary decisions.
With the Great Pack, we want to increase the number. We are lobbying for more funds from donors to increase number of beneficiaries on Food Security Pack. We just have a small component. Remember, who are these beneficiaries? These beneficiaries are coming from social cash transfer households, but they are viable farmers. They are where they can have land, where they have land and they can farm, or where they have wetlands and they can farm. It would be a waste of resources to give somebody. I'll give an example, who lives in Bowland or who lives in Woodland, where are they going to plant? So it's only for a small component of beneficiaries, but we are increasing numbers.
In global news, a landslide has killed at least 1,000 people in the remote Mara Mountains in western Sudan, according to the rebel group, the Sudan Liberation Movement Army. The group said in a statement that days of heavy rain triggered the landslide on Sunday, which left just one survivor and leveled much of the village of Tarasin. The movement has appealed for humanitarian assistance from the United Nations and other regional and international organizations. The BBC now reports on other global stories.
A train carrying the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has crossed the Chinese border as it makes its way to the capital, Beijing. It's the first time Mr. Kim has left his home country in 6 years. He's expected to join about 20 other world leaders at Wednesday's military parade in Beijing. This is the first time the North Korean leader has ever attended an international gathering. Work is continuing in eastern Afghanistan to rescue thousands of people caught up in the devastating earthquake that struck Kunar province late on Sunday. Many spent the night in the open air after they had been pulled out of mud and stone homes.